joining me right now on the line, I have lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babigan to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good, thanks. Great to have your company today. And what's happening with the weather?
Weather conditions are becoming totally different than what we were predicting a few months ago about El Nino, La Nina, and what was happening, how the ocean temperatures were virtually giving us different conditions. Now we're coming up to the conclusion everything is neutral. Our weather pattern in eastern part of Australia is neutral. It's not El Nino and it's not La Nina. Only drought is going to be to western part of Australia. Western Australia is going to get more or less rain, but us is going to be neutral. We're going to get our normal rain, and conditions are not bad for us at this stage. Now, the outlook, longer-term outlook is very important. This is very important. Think how things have changed dramatically. Looking at spring, from September to November, what are we going to have? What sort of weather pattern is emerging? I was looking forward to see this, how our spring is going to come up. The outlook for this weather, rainfall is likely to be below average rainfall in the western part of Australia, as I mentioned. But there's no stronger signal towards wetter or drier for the next 3 months over Gloucester or Central Coast or North Coast or in New South Wales. It's going to be more or less neutral. Neutral conditions in parts of the shores, we will get some rain from east when wind turns southeasterlies, when high pressure moves and the conditions are there. Looking at the cooler sea surface temperature of Western Australia, that will decrease the flow of moist air over Western Australia. That's the reason the conditions are dry over there. Now, the outlook for El Nino and Southern Oscillation Index, currently neutral. There's no outlook. No, not El Nino, no La Nina, all right in the middle, neutral. All international climate models indicating tropical ocean is likely to stay in the neutral for remainder of 2017. From now till the end of the year, no El Nino, no La Nina, just neutral. And Indian Ocean Dipole, which I was very much concerned about this one, if it was going to turn positive with El Nino, then we could see the drought. That's disappeared. Nothing. Indian Ocean Dipole remains neutral. The consensus that most of the models are saying neutral. There's only a few models saying it might turn positive. But even if it turned positive, November, December, the monsoon season completely eliminated that completely. So it means conditions are turning better in our favor now. Thank you.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. And that is some good news for the rainfall throughout till the end of the year, which is great news. Martin, thanks so much for your time today.
Take care, mate.
If you'd like more information, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather. And to ask Martin a question, you can email support@bucketsradio.com.au.